Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yep, and now it's time for me to connect with our next guest this Thursday afternoon. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she loves without fear of the future. Scripture reference, Proverbs 31. Her name is Katlego Mogorosi. I hope I'm doing justice to the surname. Our Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist 2024. Katlego, welcome to Radio Pulpit. Welcome to Heart to Heart. And how are you doing this afternoon?
Thank you, Mpo, so much. No, you did justice to my surname. And thank you so much. It's such an honor to be joining you on this radio station. Oh. It has been a dream of mine, and it
finally happened. Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Our Leboga Modimo ka nnete, Katlego. And I must say, you look beautiful. I quickly went into your socials just to check who am I talking to. And I must say, I'm blown away.
Thank you so much.
That's why you are in the Miss East South Africa semi-finalist. And Katlego, quickly take us through your life journey. Who is Katlego Mogorosi? Where do you come from? Where did you grow up?
Yes, so Katlego Mogorosi was born in Polokwane. I was Katlego Malatsi before I became Katlego Mogorosi, by the way.
All right.
Yes. Born and bred in Polokwane, a wonderful, vibrant city. And yeah, and I came to Bloemfontein in 2005 as a student. I was planted in a church there, yes, Christian Revival Church. Since then, I've been a member. And I've worked my way up.
Oh, Katlego, can you hear us? I think we've lost her. As Bongani is trying to get her back, just know that my guest at the moment is Katlego Mogorosi, the Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist 2024. And this afternoon, she's just sharing with us her journey also into entering for the Mrs. South Africa pageant competition for 2024. How did she get to do it? How is the journey so far? So look forward to just hearing from her and her journey this afternoon. So hopefully all of us can learn something from her, because, you know, you never know where you're learning from. So let us just be open to learning today. And I believe there's so much that she has for us today. I think Bongani managed to get hold of her. Katlego, do we have you back on air? What happened to you there?
I don't know.
Please,
probably raptured or something.
Please climb on the tree for network purposes. Now, you were still telling us about yourself. You went to Bloemfontein to study.
Yes, I studied there. I studied BSc Genetics for a good 4 years, graduated. And afterwards, I worked at a clinical research organization for well over 11 years.
Okay.
And yes, and I actually resigned in 2022 and pursued academics in business administration. And yeah, and entered Mrs. South Africa 2 years later, 2024.
How did you get to enter? Like, what prompted you? How did you decide I'm entering Mrs. South Africa?
You know what? I believe that it's something that you should be called for.
Okay.
And I know as deep as it sounds, to be honest, I remember in one of our church services, I was like, Lord, I want to know what I am born for.
Hmm.
And it was a cry of my heart, to be honest with you. And for years and years, and, you know, we even moved to the art for some time. And, you know, my husband was that side, moved with him, came back to Bloemfontein. And one of the things I did not want to experience is, you know, not living fully, you know, not just living the shadow.
But
of the life
that you didn't want to live without serving in your purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, basically. I get you.
So the opportunity came 2019. I saw this wonderful, beautiful lady online, and I thought, who is this person? At that time, it was Matapa Maela,
okay,
the reigning Miss South Africa in 2019. And to me, she just glowed, you know. It's like, no, man, this is something.
The glow.
And for me, it was also timing. For me, timing is everything, you know. And yeah, so I waited, 2020 passed, and, you know, we had the unfortunate situation with COVID.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, so I think I did a lot of introspection during that time, and I made the right decision in 2024 to just click on that enter button, and the rest God will handle it.
But how has the journey been like so far? Like, you know, I look at your social media, you look so excited, you look ready to serve, you know, ready to serve us as the country, as you know, if you make it through as our Mrs. South Africa. But how are you feeling? How is the journey like so far?
You know what? The journey, to be honest, has taken me out of my comfort zone.
Sure.
And that's one of the things I, as a core, wanted to experience. It has taken me out of my comfort zone in a sense where, I mean, I'm on social media. I am creating content. At 37 years old, I felt like, you know, I missed a wave or something. But, you know, and it has allowed me to be creative, you know, to use my, I feel like, you know, there's two sides of the brain. There's the creative side and there's the more linear side. So I feel like I'm using the other side of my creativity and, you know, allowing that to blossom. So that has been a highlight as well. And just honestly being able to, you know, to acquire proper sponsorships as well. I mean, who'd ever think I'd be in boardroom, you know, teaching, and never would have ever thought. And, you know, another thing that I've learned is that people are always attracted to the authentic you, you know, and sometimes you think you're supposed to be there and be something that you're not. But, you know, every time I do it over and over again, I'm like, Lord, I'm doing this, you know, I'm going to represent you. It's all for your glory, but I'm bringing me, you know. And that's how, you know, the experience really has been for me, my highlight.
And what happens then with, you know, because you are always having to go out there, be present, you know, attend events. And yeah, so what sort of, don't you ever feel pressured? How do you get to deal with it? You know, having to always be out there, because I believe one of the attributes for you to become the Mrs. South Africa is when you are really out there involved, you know, giving back, doing this and that. How have you managed to do all that?
To be honest with you, it's not been easy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But, yeah, because, you know, with one of the nicest things about Miss South Africa is they give us, you know, webinars on a weekly, you know, helping us with time management and yeah, that's amazing. So you hear people that have mastered time management and you aspire to, you know, to be one of those, and you're like, no, it's even possible. And, you know, so such tips that we get on time management and also the cost involved, to be honest with you, that I'm in Bloemfontein and the things usually happen in Joburg.
Sure.
So, yeah, so I think my thinking is very important around this. I can never think it's impossible. There's always has to be a way out of it, you know, and you add one and one. I myself hold, I'm an owner of a business, a small business in Bloemfontein, coffee cafe, called Coffee Cafe, and I've been able, actually, I thank God for that, I was able to sponsor myself in the journey.
Wow, sure.
So that has been, has been amazing. I've led by example in that area. And yeah, so it's just basically just taking everything in and knowing that, you know, God will give you the wisdom and, you know, and the grace to do what you need to do.
And now, Ukatlego, how have you seen God in all of this? You know, sometimes I can imagine maybe you get discouraged, you feel like you're not doing enough. You know, I don't know, but I'm just assuming, you know, because there are days when as a person you just feel down and discouraged. How do you experience God in this journey of being a Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist?
You know what, Impo, if you look at my graph, it has been up and down, up and down.
Sure.
But, you know, but I'm reminded that it's actually normal in this journey, you know, to experience that, you know. And I think if everything was just smooth, I don't think I would have, you know, inquired of the Lord. I wouldn't have sought.
True.
So it pushes me further to seek the Lord, to seek his face, to say, God, you gave me this, you have ordained me for this. Lord, I know you are there for me. So it's just, it's a normal thing, you know, to have those downs, up and down moments. But to be honest, that's how I strengthen myself. I go back to his, in his presence where I get. And also, I just want to mention that, you know, the support that I have, I thank God for that. The support that I have. My husband has been there from the beginning, and even before, you know, we talked about this, you know, we discussed this about challenges that may come, you know, being on social media, you know, this is the real life that we're living, you know, there's risks involved, you know, so we had an opportunity to discuss these things before I ventured into this endeavor. And I just want to mention also support my family as well, because even my church support. So for me, support has been real. I've been honest to say I'm not well. I need time out to sleep. And rest is as important. You know, I cannot emphasize it enough. Even 1 hour power nap, trust me, it can re-energize and reset your, you know, creativity and your will to push.
And now, when I welcomed you earlier on the show, I made that scripture reference that you posted on your socials from Proverbs 31. Do you ever, at times, just now and then, go to the scripture so you can draw something from the Proverbs 31 woman? Or how do you relate to the Proverbs 31 woman?
You know, first of all, you know, the Proverbs 31 proverb is, it doesn't, there's no name, you know, in that. That's one thing I like about that. So I put my name in there, you know.
Oh, come on now.
Yes, you know, that I am well able. Mm. And a very favorite part of mine, it's, I think the second part of it towards the end, it talks about how this woman merchandises and, you know, she employs her workers.
Yeah.
And for me, that's entrepreneurship, that's business mindedness, you know. And I am so glad that the Bible covers that, you know. There's nothing wrong with seeking opportunity and, you know, taking care of, okay, obviously the Bible talks about maidservants, but, you know, your employees, basically. You become so invested in seeing growth in them. As you grow, you also you also deposit something. And for me, that is so fulfilling, you know. That's fulfilling from my side. Yeah, so that's what I draw from Proverbs 21. And just a funny story, you know, before I got married, it's funny, Osman, I hope you're listening. I don't know, somewhere in the world. So it's amazing how in this season that I am, you know, the focus of Proverbs 31, you know, is the other part. You know, there's the other part that talks about the woman cooking and all that. You know, funny enough, that was our conversation, you know, before we got married, you know. And it's amazing how things have, you know, progressed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, it's not even, you know, it's a given, you know. You are the homemaker, you know, you are this and that. And somewhere, yes, somewhere you do drop the ball, but, you know, you get up, there's communication, there's, you know, I'm failing here, help me here in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I just wanted to throw that in there about Proverbs 31. So every season has got its, you know, reference verses or something like, this is the part that really is carrying me out.
Yeah. Family, if you're tuning in and wondering whom I'm speaking to this afternoon, her name is Katleho Mokgorosi, Mrs. South Africa finalist, semi-finalist for 2024. And we're just talking about her journey and, you know, how it has been so far for her being a semi-finalist for Mrs. South Africa. Now, Katleho, how are you preparing for the finals? When are the finals hosted? How are you preparing for the whole thing?
So, just to give you a little bit of background, there was about 100 of us that were selected into the semi-finalist stage.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we've been selected and we've been given different tasks, you know, promoting different sponsors and so forth. So, around the first week of July, between the 3rd and the 5th of July, the top 30 will be selected.
Oh, so, is there still another process of you having to make it to the top 30?
Absolutely.
Sure, wow.
So that
goes
it's a whole year, literally. It's 9 months, you know, literally giving birth, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah,
sure.
So we are impregnated here with something powerful, you know, to produce in November. So yeah, it's a whole year. The finals will be somewhere. The date has not been set yet, but it will be in November, around November.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the whole process. And for me, I don't know, I just want to throw that in there as well, that for me to get to the top 30, I need votes. You know, there's different methods of voting.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes. But can I go on and mention all the voting methods?
I don't know if we are allowed to do that, but I believe if our Radio Pulpit listeners can follow you on social media, they will definitely get to see how they can keep you on the game. Now, Katlego, we're running out of time and we're wrapping up our talk. You know, just a message of encouragement to someone listening. You know, maybe they've been wanting to enter for the Miss South Africa. They've also, like you, they just want to, you know, see what can happen. So what sort of encouragement would you give all today, young women listening today, just to encourage them, give them some encouragement, you know, on anything that the Holy Spirit lays in your heart?
You know, one of the things that I think it was Joni, the CEO of Miss South Africa, when we went to the national casting at Clearwater Mall, she asked us this question: What led you here? Why are you here? You know, I wasn't even expecting that question, and my answer was clear, and it still stands. I actually picked this up from, it was a Steph Curry's documentary. His mother was talking, and this stayed with my in my heart. And she said, "It's not about proving anyone wrong." You know, when you go into these things, you're like, "I'm gonna prove this and this person wrong." That English teacher or something, I can do it, you know. But maybe in the beginning type of thing, but it continues, as the journey continues, it becomes about proving yourself right.
Yeah.
And that for me has stuck with me. It's like you focus on yourself, not on others. And that has been my journey thus far. You know, it's all about proving myself right, that yes, I can do this. Yes, I can. My creativity is out and about. Yes, I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I can sit in boardrooms and put a pitch and really people will catch on. So it's really doing, you know, the impossible through God's, encouragement.
Awesome.
So that's the word that I leave.
Powerful indeed. Now, Katlego, for those of us who would like to show you support and, you know, just to keep you in the game, how do we follow you on social media? For our listeners, how do they get to follow you so that they can see what are the steps they need to do to keep you on the game? Where do we get you?
Okay, so I'm active on two social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. So on Instagram, they can just follow my handle, Kat Mogorosi. It's KatMogorosi.
Okay.
That's a mouthful, right? That's my handle on Instagram. And right there, you'll find every information. There's a pinned picture that has all the information that you need to follow to vote for me. And then on Facebook, I've created a really wonderful Facebook page. The name of the page is Katlego Mogorosi, Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist. So also there, I've made it easy for, you know, for first-time goers or something, people searching.
Okay.
I've pinned the most important post out of the journey that they can follow as well and read up on that.
Okay.
And get the instructions. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Katlego. So family, if you would like to support, follow her. Her name is Katlego Mogorosi. On Instagram is Kat Mogorosi, and on Facebook, Katlego Mogorosi, Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist 2024. So let's show her support. Pray for her even, you know, And all the best, my sister. All the best. We can wish you nothing but the best.
So I hope I have 1 minute, 1 second or something like that, 5 seconds or something. I just want to say, you know, just to extend my heartfelt gratitude to you and the Radio Pulpit team for the opportunity, honestly, for allowing me to share my aspirations in this interview, and to the Bloemfontein community as well. I thank you. You know, I just want to express my appreciation, and to the media coverages, University of the Free State, everyone. I just want to say thank you for V Models as well. That's the agency that's also helping me to continue to give me support, and also my mentors, in the Misses of Africa endeavor. And yeah, all my silver sponsors so far, I appreciate everything that they've done so far.
Mm, I love that appreciation speech. I think you should keep it in your mind for the finals.
I like that. I agree with that one.
Thank you so much, Katli. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Be blessed, my sister.
All right. God bless. And family, that was Katlego Mokgorosi, our guest, Mrs. South Africa semifinalist for 2024. Do visit her social pages, Kat Mokgorosi on Instagram and on Facebook, Katlego Mokgorosi, Mrs. South Africa semifinalist 2024. Still tuned to Heart to Heart with me, Mpho Moko, and I'm standing in for my sister, Mpho Puthini. Hope your day has been good until this far. Some awesome music that we have for you up next. David D, the song is Ngena Enhlizweni.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.